Now it's time for some of the letters to the evening news. Recently, the paper featured a demand from local members of Parliament for further work on the A47 road. This brought a host of emailed comments, including from an email user called Not Confused, who wrote, "What is the point of dualling the Acle Strait unless it is to clear traffic from east to west more expediently? The roads at Great Yarmouth can't cope with one lane, let alone two." And KL, who wrote, "There's no point in dualling the Acle Strait unless you spend bucketfuls of money on totally redesigning the road layout in Yarmouth. They can't even get to grips with a relatively simple matter like dualling the Blowfield stretch, so there's no hope that they'll ever get the dual on the straight." Whereas Green Ink from Tunbridge Wells takes a more cynical view. "These MPs will not be putting any pressure on the government. Where are the marginal constituencies along the A47? No, they are going through with this masquerade just to be seen to be doing something."
Jay Ray of Banningham is worried that Brexit will affect Norwich City Football Club's ambitions with its host of foreign players. "I did write some time ago to warn fans that Brexit could give Norwich City a huge headache with regard to its recruitment policy of overseas players, and so unless something changes, it has come to pass. Now again, unless something is agreed by the government / FA / Premier League and the EU, as is the case with current overseas players outside the EU, any players that UK clubs want from within the EU will have to have played 75% of his country's internationals within a set period of time. This will obviously affect Daniel Farke's penchant for bringing in relatively unknown players from EU countries. There's also talk of youth players at a young age being affected by the new EU rules. Perhaps the banging of the gong on the 31st of January should be put on ice, especially where Norwich fans are concerned."
Michael Woodhouse praises a performance he attended at the Madam Market Theatre. "My wife and I went to the Madam Market Theatre recently and saw the production by Crude Apache at the Turning of the Tide. It was pretty well sold out, and quite rightly so. A super evening with local story well told. Thanks to all involved. This Crude Apache performance must be one of their best ever. The Punch House Band added some wonderful melodies, and it was a proper Norfolk night out. Thanks again."
Finally, DJ Taylor of Norwich has his tongue firmly in his cheek as he comments on plans for the new local country park. "I was very disappointed to read about the plans for a new Broadland Country Park. Why can't the land be concreted over for new houses like most of the rest of rural Norfolk? The council planning committee must have slipped up.